opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. And we also have here with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening, girls.
Good evening, Lenny.
Before we get
and
going,
Ron.
Oh, wait. No.
Valentine's Eve.
It's Valentine's Eve. And since we're talking about that today, I brought you guys roses.
Ron, thank
I
you
know.
So much.
And they're gorgeous. They've got glitter on the tips. Oh, my goodness.
Tipped in glitter.
And they're red.
Red roses tipped in glitter.
Wed woes.
Wed
oh,
woes.
A wed rose.
I had to get all my girls roses.
You know, that means true love.
I know.
Well, we truly love each other.
Yes, we do.
I know, we do.
We're quite the team.
We should all get married.
Wait a minute. That's a different show. Couple to thruple. I don't know.
Couple to thruple. That's a great
Well,
title.
Folks.
I've seen it.
Oh, you've
got it. I haven't watched it.
TLC, right?
Or something.
Our phone number here.
We digress.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We would love to hear your stories about, we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day. You can also, if you don't want to call on the phone, you can text Elle at her number.
707-499-8999. Kind of
is that. Or you can message us on Facebook, Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And Tyler is going to tell us about our sponsor.
That's K&S Staffing Solutions, the source of your workforce with offices here in Northern California and across the country in Nevada, Florida, and Indiana. They have job listings opening right now, including bookkeeper, medical assistant, building specialist, coding specialist, general laborers, and much, much more. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-605-4517. They're located on Bocelli Lane here in Reading, and they are the source for your workforce. So make sure to take care of anything you need. If you're an employer or an employee, K&S Staffing Solutions is the place to go, the source of your workforce. Give them a call tomorrow, and thank you for sponsoring the Ask Elle program.
What's the phone number?
Oh, I think I said 530-605-4517.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tyler.
Also visit them at kss4jobs.com.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Great website.
All right.
Thank
so, here we are. The night before
It is
Valentine's
the night
Day.
Before Valentine's.
It is Valentine's Eve, and I'm applying my red lipstick to go with my wed woes.
Oh, nice.
And your shirt.
And my I wore my fuchsia shirt. It is a vibe. And
nice.
I was kind of hoping we'd do Valentine pictures tonight or something.
We'll do some with our roses.
There you go.
Okay, so as I said, we're going to talk about Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
we're
right?
talking about Valentine's. We're going to. It's a little bit of everything tonight. It's all on the table. Valentine's Day salad.
It's a virtual
topic
buffet.
Salad. Yeah, because we all have something different to bring to the show tonight, topic wise. And Tyler.
Well,
absolutely.
Oh
no,
well,
I got some opinions.
I know that Ron, you have something that.
Well, I thought maybe we should start off the show with where the heck did Valentine's Day come from?
Yeah, I love that.
I love
origin,
this.
Right?
Yeah, I
want to
hear.
Well, there's several theories, but
is it folklore?
Some of it is, can be,
or is it true?
Does it have to do with snakes?
No,
that's St. Patrick's.
Animals?
No.
What's that holiday that has to do with some saint killing snakes? That's not Valentine's Day.
I've never heard of
okay.
that.
Okay.
That sounds like a great holiday, though.
It's so what it is, it goes back centuries, for one. Way back, people celebrated by sacrificing animals to encourage fertility. So it really was more about that than anything else. It wasn't until the 1300s that it became an official holiday associated with love. But it started off with sacrifices of animals.
Okay, I don't like
How did
that.
It go from sacrificing animals to being about love?
Does
it land on that?
Well, let's see. Some historians believe that Valentine's Day commemorates the death of St. Valentine on February 14th. Others believe that the holiday actually has its origins in a pagan fertility festival called Lupercalia, which was celebrated on February 15th in ancient Rome. Dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture, and Roman founders Romulus and Remus, the day was celebrated by sacrificing animals and smacking women with animal hides, a practice that was believed to encourage fertility.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, one question.
What?
Where is Cupid in all this? Because none of this is romantic so far.
Smacking women with animals.
I don't know where that would be.
Okay, but let's go forward a few centuries to the love part where the Cupid comes in and does the arrow. And
Well, I don't have that part yet. I'm looking at it for you.
I'm looking at it right now, too. How it segued from.
I know, right?
Well, from sacrificing animals, something so pagan and brutal.
It says here on Wikipedia that it's like you said, a fertility holiday. So the connection is between fertility and love, like Ron was saying.
It evolved into love.
A connection goes because spring is a time of new birth, right? So you early spring, February.
Makes sense.
You start to want to go look for a partner, you know. And so,
and that's where Cupid comes in.
Exactly. Cupid's just a part of the folk tradition, according to what this is saying.
It's a good question, though, Lenny. How did Cupid come into all
of this? I'll find out for you.
I think getting the whole thing through. Well, Cupid, when you're hit with Cupid's arrow, it's dosed with the love potion number nine. And once his arrow hits with the love potion, then you get that person to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
They're under your spell. Yeah.
Cupid casts a spell.
Uh-huh. Of love.
Yes.
It's like it's an amalgamation of like a lot of different traditions.
Like all holidays.
That's what it is. It's just a smashing together of like, this is what it's saying, kind of like what it's saying here.
Kind of like all of our holidays.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of our
like
holidays.
Christmas or whatever.
As you would say, an amalgamation of pagan folklore, Christian.
Right. So now we fast forward and it's red and pink and hearts and love and romance and all of the lovely things that we think of for Valentine's Day. And really, do you think it's a feminine holiday? I think the women look forward to it more than the guys.
It's definitely not 4th of July.
I do think that it is a time for the men to, it's a time of men courting.
Courting.
The women.
Definitely.
And, I'm sure that there are instances where it goes the other way around, but you know how I am. I'm all about the masculine energy. Be the leader, be the man, ask the woman out, shine. This is your time to shine. This is your time to let her know you really care about her. Go all out. Make it count. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that I'll get up tomorrow morning and there'll be something on my doorstep. A Valentine. I hope. I want one.
so many comments running through my head right now. I got to sit on all of them.
Please don't.
And Lenny's address is.
Yeah.
I still like
Lenny's single, by the way.
DoorDash, you know, they're
about to show up. Eligible single and animal
wonderful.
Heist.
He wants animal hide. He can come over, beat you with an animal hide.
Well, in this day and age, I think honestly, it's a lovely tradition. I love this holiday of love.
I like it too.
I look forward to it a lot, and I haven't had a partner or a boyfriend in years and years to really celebrate. But I'm a lover. And I love giving, so I bought Valentine's for all the people that I love, including you guys.
Oh, Lenny.
I know it.
You're so thoughtful that way.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And that's the way I show my love is
you're a gift giver.
I am.
Your love language is gift giving.
Yes. One of them.
Yeah.
One of them.
Awesome.
Well, my language is soon going to be animal hides.
I
can't get that out of my head. Sorry.
A bearskin rug, maybe, in front of a fireplace.
Oh,
champagne candles.
Bearskin rugs are
chocolate
candy. Are swept
flowers.
On, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, you said you had an ideal Valentine's.
I do. Do I have enough time to get into that?
We're going
to
take a break
first. We'll go into
that.
All right.
That.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on then.
The sweetest night I've ever seen. song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
While I'm on this road, I got my girl L.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show. And we also have here with us our co-host, co-co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Valentine's Day Eve. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We would love to hear your stories, your favorite Valentine's Day you've ever had in your whole life. So just give us a call, 530-605-4567. If you don't want to talk on the phone, you can text Elle at her phone.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook, Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim. And Tyler's going to tell us about our sponsor.
I sure am. KNS Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce with offices in Redding, California on Bocelli Lane and across the country in Nevada, Indiana, and Florida. Give them a call tomorrow. It's 530-605-4517. If you're looking for an opportunity as a medical assistant, warehouse production specialist, coding specialist, a general labor, ranch management and assistant, or anything in between, any of those offerings, you can be rest assured that KNS Staffing Solutions will provide your skill set with the proper employer. Give them a call tomorrow at 530-605-4517 or visit them at kss4jobs.com. And thank you, KNS Staffing Solutions, for sponsoring our program.
Yes, love them.
Yes. Thank you, KNS. Amazing company. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Hey, Ron.
What?
Let's hear it.
Hi.
Animal hides, right?
What are we doing?
we're done with that. We're moving on.
What are we doing?
Let's hear it. Your Valentine's Day that you remember.
We were on commercial break. Yes, you shared a story.
The one and only that I actually remember. Can you believe all this? All these years? The one that sticks out is I was moonlighting, working at Rite Aid in Gridley, of all places, one Friday, Saturday night. And I was just there alone working, and when I got off, I went back to my hotel room, and at the doorstep was a whole pile of rose petals.
And I'm
like, what the heck is all this about? So I opened the door, and there's a whole trail of rose petals, red ones, all colors, all the way into the bedroom and all over the bed.
Wow.
Candles all over.
Oh.
I had no idea. I didn't know who it was, actually.
That's not good.
Well, I was single at the time. Let me clarify that. I was single at the time.
You didn't have an idea of who it might be? What if you had a play Misty for me stalker or something?
No, I didn't know.
Okay.
Until, you know, after I saw all that, then she came in the door.
Hey.
So.
What a lucky
Were you surprised?
Guy.
Were you happily surprised?
Oh, I was totally surprised. I was down there in Gridley all by myself. And hadn't even given it a thought.
That is awesome. Now, were you surprised when you saw her?
That it was her?
Yeah.
No. Then I was like, oh, that makes sense, because we had been dating it.
Okay, somebody that you had been dating, somebody that drove all the way down there to see you.
Yeah, all the way to Gridley.
That's pretty special.
And didn't tell me a thing. It just, I don't know how she got in the room. Probably went to the manager, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah, so of all the ones I had, that's the one I remember right now.
That is awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's something you would see in a movie, right?
Yeah, it's actually very, very creative mm-hmm. and romantic. Yeah.
Now, and you liked that. Did you like that kind
of
display?
Of course I did.
Because this is a really
That takes effort.
This is
I think that's the best part of it, is that you know how much
they were thinking of
like
you.
Like you said, drive all the way down there. Have all those petals and from whenever, and just setting it all up, and it was just a, you know, very
And
nice.
She probably had something really pretty on, and
for a minute.
Oh,
just kidding!
Oh my God, Ron!
Wow. We went there.
Hey, I'm just kidding. You are a man's man. I'm telling you,
nothing happened after that.
I guarantee right in it. Okay, so moving right along.
Well, what that story made me think of is love languages, because in what you're saying, and I was trying to think of, you were talking earlier during the break, which you're going to share with us, about your ideal, at some point, your ideal Valentine's date, and I was thinking about what that display was and what would be meaningful to me. So all of that display of flowers and chocolates, that would be wasted on me.
Mm.
That's not something, I mean, I would appreciate the gesture. I would be like, thank you so much. I would understand the gesture and be appreciative in the gesture. But for me, thinking about that, it would be more like, hey.
A new helmet.
Motocross helmet.
Yeah.
Or let's go do something.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get in the car. We're going to go.
Motorcycle in the room.
You prefer utility then?
I prefer activity
right.
and doing something together that's meaningful. But that could be going to movies, too. Yeah. So let's go do something.
Right.
It could be going to dinner. Be going to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It could be going camping. It could mm-hmm. be... So what would that be love language-wise? Just quality time
quality
together.
Time, absolutely.
But gifts.
Experiences.
That, the acts of gifts. Now, again, I would appreciate it, but the acts of gifts don't really... aren't the thing that gets me lit up.
Yeah.
As much as the time together. Let's go do something fun together. Let's spend time together. Quality time. Did I say that enough? Let's spend time together.
Quality time? Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
So,
anyway.
There's that motorcycle I was talking about. in the room. Okay.
So, Ron, can you think of a really, really nice Valentine in your 76 years that you have given to someone?
Oh, gosh.
I put him on the spot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always, you know, doing something nice every year, whoever it may be.
Well, that one that you just told was kind of stands out. Yeah.
Oh, the rose thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to?
I just wonder what he has done someone.
The opposite.
What I've done? Oh, well, of course you always have. I always get the flowers, of course.
Right.
And I usually try to have them, you know, delivered because it's usually a surprise.
That is my favorite, too,
mm-hmm.
is to have
them
delivered. Yep.
And, of course, I always have go out to a nice dinner. Or I cook. I can cook.
Ooh.
Oh, don't tell anybody. I don't like it to be too well known that I can cook.
Can you cook?
Yes, I can cook.
Oh, good.
I can. That's my middle name, or my Chinese name.
He was raised in a restaurant.
I can cook.
By the way, I love that place. I did.
I loved
Lim's Cafe.
Lim's Cafe.
Yeah, you but are. I've eaten some of your food, and it is good. He makes a Ron Lim spaghetti that is really interesting, but very,
that's real
very
Chinese
good.
Food there.
Yeah.
It surely is.
Yeah. So, well, that sounds very lovely.
Yeah, so I guess I kind of do the same thing every year, except for, you know, if depending on who it is.
Right.
Everyone has different things that they like. Mm-hmm. And so I'll try to please whoever.
But the point is that you don't forget.
No.
You do something, and you make whoever it is feel special.
Right.
And I love that, because some men...
it's old school.
Some men just let this holiday go by. They truly do.
I know. There are a whole bunch of them down there at Safeway buying flowers.
The last minute.
Last minute.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, that's what... So, that's what I do.
I love it.
You were saying that you have an ideal Valentine's Day?
I do.
Who needs me?
We all need you.
I'm just teasing him.
Quit giving me a bad time.
I have to.
Okay, what do you want to do next?
No, Lenny. I want her to share her story. She's got a an ideal Valentine's.
I have a dream.
And she's going to share it with us.
I have never had this happen to me, but my favorite Valentine gift would be to have someone I love, and it doesn't have to be a romantic partner. It could be my son. It could be you, L, or Ron, or my besties together. But somebody that took the time to plan out a day for me that they had listened to me in the past and put together that was completely Lenny. Like, if you've listened to me, I like the mountains. I like going to new places. I like adventure. I like,
she likes going to craft fairs.
I like discovery, but I'm a treasure hunter. So I would love to have someone come and say, we're going to take you for the day. And it could be a day trip, definitely away from Reading. And just take me to a place I've never been. And it could be mountainous. It could be a lake. It could be a little town. It doesn't matter. Pack a lunch, but have the whole day planned for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
put some effort in. Make it special. Pay attention to your preferences.
That's right.
Just know you.
That would be the most special day ever for me. And it doesn't cost any money and it except for gas. But that effort, that time.
That's what I said, the effort.
The quality time, paying attention to.
That's all I want. I don't want to
being seen.
Dinner.
You want to be seen and heard and known.
Well, as I was saying earlier, you asked me what I would do for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, depending on who it was and their likes, preferences, things like, you know, what you like. That's what I would try to do.
And that means a lot because it feels like they love you enough to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're good that way, Lenny. That's how you show up. That's how you show up in your friendships. You pay attention and bring gifts and do nice things. But Christmas gifts.
My birthday gifts.
Christmas gifts.
Christmas. When
we went out to the French Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very, very thoughtful. Very thoughtful about those gifts.
Well, thank you. I just think about you and my travels. And I like I said, I'm a lover of adventure. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do. And if you want to know more about that or how you can get a hold of me to to take me there.
Your number is?
But it just goes to show you guys that you don't have to do a fancy dinner. You don't have to buy her a new dress. You don't have to buy her diamonds for Valentine's Day. Sometimes it's the creative thought and time that you put into it that means more to us than anything. And I'll tell you, my favorite gift of all is a card that's written in.
Mm.
my very favorite. I cherish them.
That's how
personal
I do my birthday
words.
Course, yeah.
Yes. Yes, I cherish them. So, I don't know. I'm a simple girl, but that would be a
that makes sense
really
that that's
wonderful.
Meaningful to you because that's how you show up in your friendships, Lenny. We're going to pause here and take a break and be back in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographed.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
At me. Oh, good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle show. Tyler, you're killing it with the music.
I never do that.
This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. And we have here with us also our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Please call in and tell us some of your favorite Valentine's Day stories. We'd sure like to hear them and share them with all of us. If you want, you can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you. Oh, and you can also message us on Facebook at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And Tyler, would you tell us about our sponsor, please?
I would love to. K&S Staffing Solution is a source of your workforce with offices in Redding, California, on Bacheling Lane and across the nation in Nevada, Florida, and Indiana. They have many jobs open right now, including a warehouse manager. They got caregivers, journeyman plumber, experienced bookkeeper is another one of the job offerings that they have here in Northern California. They will match your skill set with the right employer. And if you are an employer, they will find the candidates that have the skills that you need to operate your business successfully. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-605-4517, or you can visit them at kss4jobs.com. And thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
And thank you, Tyler. Thank you to our sponsor, and thank you to Tyler. We have a caller.
I do believe so.
Okay.
You want to hear from her?
Yes, of course.
Hi, guys.
Joni.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Joni. Happy Valentine.
Same to you.
Nice to hear from you.
I'm laughing over here because we're talking about romantic things. And my husband, who's a sweetheart, just came up to ask me if I wanted a cup of tea. And, you know, we're on the east, right? How sweet. He makes me a cup of tea every night.
That's so sweet.
And it's you know, 20 minutes to 10 here because we're on the East Coast. So he comes up and he sits on the bed, and now I'm on hold with you guys. And I looked at him and I go, you can't stay up here. You have to go downstairs.
Oh.
I can't talk on the phone while you're here next to me.
That's
on
so
the
funny.
Radio. So I just threw him out.
Oh.
But he is a sweetheart, and I have to agree with Lenny on that. Well, everything you guys have said tonight is good, but I love cards, too, and that's one thing that David always does. He never buys cards because he doesn't like to shop. But he's artistic, and he'll just take a piece of paper and do all these cool doodles and make, you know, write a nice message in it. And so I've saved, like, all of these cards over the years. And
wow,
I just awesome. Was cleaning out the desk and going through and finding them stuck in envelopes here and there and kind of organizing things again. But, yeah, I think when somebody takes the time to do something like that that's personal, it's, you know, really nice. And, you know, doing things like making meals together, too, on Valentine's Day. That's
now, how tell us how long you've been married, Tony.
I got married in 1985. So what's this, 39 years this year?
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's still loving and romantic with you. And
yeah.
And he's a musician, and songwriter.
And he's written songs for me over the years, which is really special when somebody writes a song for you. You know? I mean, even if you're not famous, it's really special.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's kind of the ultimate.
Yeah.
That's a card. That's a card in song. I love that.
Do you think you'd sing it for us?
Carrie Fisher once said, if you ever have a chance to have Paul Simon write a song for you, do it.
Well, listen, you're close. You've got your husband and your son. Joni's got quite a famous son, musician.
I've gotten a few mentions in his rap songs, mostly about my meatballs.
I've seen you in his videos. You've seen you guys in his videos. Yeah. Joan Webby's son is Chris Webby. Yeah.
Oh, I like Chris Webby.
Yeah.
I like Chris Webby.
Yeah. Yes.
That's my chance.
He's the guy.
Well,
he's
thank
the,
you, Joni. I
well,
so
yeah,
thank you so much for being such
a
faithful
good
listener.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks
thank
for,
you.
For calling
have
in.
A nice Valentine's Day.
Same to
enjoy.
You.
Thank
Take
you,
care, guys. Bye bye.
Night night.
I love her.
She's so sweet.
She's a faithful listener too.
She really is.
Yeah, she's been all the way over on the East Coast. But you know, Tyler, I'm curious about you and your lovely bride and your Valentine's plans.
I am very, very sneaky. Sometimes I'll act like I'm not. Sometimes I'll be out front and I'll say, like, I'm going to do something nice. We've been married for 16 years, first of all.
Wow.
So she was my high school sweetheart. We got married and started traveling. And anyway, I'm 35 years old. So sometimes in the course of a marriage, I'm sure you guys know this, it's like there's not always the intense passion there, right? Like sometimes I'm busy, she's busy, whatever. So there's some years like this year where I've been very, very busy, so she doesn't think that I'm thinking about Valentine's
right.
Day. So I won't give her anything or surprise her with anything until like 2 in the afternoon, and then I'll send her roses to her work, and I'll send her Dutch Brothers, and I'll make sure expressly it doesn't say who it's from, something like that. And then, you know, when she gets off of work, like I won't act like that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Because sometimes if you go too overboard, like you were saying, Elle, like you go too overboard and you do give too many gifts, especially with a woman who's capable of buying her own gifts for herself. She makes money too. So it's not like the things that I buy her are going to be as important as putting effort in. Like you were saying, Lenny, like it's about figuring out what would make her laugh or make her feel good or make her feel seen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just as simple as making sure that she knows that I didn't forget about her. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just taking time out of the busy day that I have to, you know, show her that I love her. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. So about 2:00, she's probably going to think I forgot. And I'm gonna
hopefully
make
she's not listening tonight.
Well, she could be. My daughter loves to peek in on me every once in a while.
Well, we love it when your daughter's in the studio with you as well.
Yeah, she's going to be off for President's Week, so she might be in here.
Nice.
That's why I like the whole rose thing that happened to me, the rose petals, because it was totally unexpected. I mean, it was all the way in Gridley.
Well, yeah, for example,
last year I went overboard. I said, hey, come eat with me for coffee on your lunch break. I got there like an hour early. I was at Dutch Brothers. I set up my car with balloons, and I had the Beach Boys playing. And I was, you know, and I made her dance with me in the parking lot because she likes public displays of affection. She likes to be shown off is what she likes, you know. So.
Her love language.
Yep. Quality time and
affection.
Affection, yeah.
Yep. I think those are all really good advice for, you know, for especially people that have never done Valentine's Day yet. The young kids, I wonder what they're doing these days.
Oh, yeah, I could tell you. I just cranked out about 50 cards for my daughter for her class.
Oh, that's right. Do you remember doing that?
It was my favorite holiday in
those
the
little
class.
Box.
In
elementary those little school? Box of candies.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked getting Sweeties. My Valentine's from everybody because I wanted to see what the boys wrote on theirs.
Of course you would.
Yeah, I did, and I wanted to make sure if mine was really a special one, you know.
Oh, we all want to feel special.
Yeah.
Even when you're young, you still want to feel it's meaningful.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Well, I have kind of a neat story to share, not mine, but about the radio show, because I did have a guest slated for tonight, a special guest, TikTok sensation, Jake Maddock. It's going to be a guest on our show. He's going to guest next week, but he's all the way in Australia.
Wow.
So for him to guest on our show tonight would be Valentine's Day for him tomorrow.
Yes.
And so he said, once we realized the time difference and how it landed for him, he said, I can't do it. I don't do anything on Valentine's Day. That day is devoted entirely to my wife. Now, granted, he has his own business. He has his own coaching business, and he's a relationship coach. Extraordinaire, I will say. And lives into it. Everything that he coaches and shares and teaches, he lives into it. But, yeah, he couldn't be a guest tonight on our show because, for him, it's Valentine's Day, and he's devoting that whole day to his wife. That's
very sweet.
Yeah, so yes. He'll be here next week. He'll be a guest on our show next week. You're not going to want to miss that. He's got amazing stuff to share about relationships and a little edgy, and I like it. He's not afraid to say what it's about. So speaking of that, I was going to bring tonight to the table some of the from his ideas on what to do when you're celebrating Valentine's Day. His ideas of celebrating Valentine's Day with your partner is go all out. Don't be stupid and go all out. Make it special. Make that day count. Do everything that you need to do. Get the flowers. Even if it's for somebody like me that maybe the flowers wouldn't mean as much, they'd still mean something. It's still a display of caring and the fact that the act was meaningful to the person. But his advice is just go all out. Get the flowers. Get the chocolates. Spend the day. You know, he just said that these people that go every day is Valentine's Day thinks they're knuckleheads. That's just dumb. Don't do it. Don't live like that. Set it ahead. Set it on your calendar. Plan for it. If you've forgotten and you don't have time to plan for it, there's still ways that you can make it special for your partner and take the time to do that. Go to the movies and go to a restaurant. But if you're a guy and it's really about the guy showing the woman, I mean, the woman is going to obviously display back Valentine's to the man, but really this is a time for the man to just pour in to the woman, and it melts us. It melts us. We respond really well to that. And so put a lot of effort into it, he says. And if you're a girl and you appreciate a man putting a lot of effort into it, don't be afraid to let him know. Don't
Please.
Be afraid to say, hey, it really means a lot to me for you to put. I like a lot of effort being put into Valentine's Day. It would really mean a lot to me to just have it off the Richter scale. And as you just said, Tyler, men like knowing what you want. They want to make the date a success. And we'll talk more about that after the break.
Okay.
Come on, girl. Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask L Show.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show. And we also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Oh, thank you so
much. You're welcome. You're welcome. Our number here, folks, is 530-605-4567. Please call in and share your Valentine's Day story with us. We'd really like to hear from you. If you want, you can also text L your story at
707-499-8999.
Thank you. And you can also message us on Facebook. Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And Tyler, will you tell us about our sponsor, please?
I absolutely will. K&S Staffing Solution is in the Mission Square Shopping Center, 2807 Bocelli Lake in Redding, California. And they are the premier location for you to get the employment or employee that you need. They have openings for billing assistants, coding specialists, experienced bookkeepers, and many more. They are the source for your workforce. Their phone number is 530-605-4517. Give them a call tomorrow morning for all of your staffing needs. K&S Staffing Solution is the source for your workforce, and we thank them for sponsoring the Ask L program.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions. So before the break, we were talking about men want to know, like, if you're a woman and it's a big deal to you, whatever it is that's important to you for Valentine's Day, communicate that with your guy. In fact, it's a very kind thing to do.
Yeah.
Leave him a sticky note and say, hey, these are some things that would be really meaningful to me. Because, as I, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, that men hold themselves accountable for the success of the date. And the most important thing is for them to know that they've been successful at making you happy. So they don't get hints. They're not mind readers. And letting them know what you like is, it's just a kind thing to do.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. And for you guys listening out there, go all out. Don't hold back. Make the date epic. Just make Valentine's Day special. And Lenny, you brought up something during the break that I love. And you said that what you love about Valentine's Day, and you can say more about this, is that Valentine's Day, and this is true, it's the day that is for couples. It's not a birthday. It's not an anniversary. I mean, anniversaries are for couples, but this is for couples everywhere. And you said some things about that.
Yeah, it's the one holiday of the year for couples that's all about love. And I think that's really great because you get to celebrate each other as a loving unit and romanticize your relationship. And I think it's really cool. And then if you don't have a relationship and you're single and you've got a group of besties like we do, you can still go out and celebrate the love that you have for you and the gang, and get together, and you don't have to be alone. Mm-hmm. Get together with your best friends and go out and have a nice glass of wine, a great dinner, and celebrate your friends that you love.
Make it epic for yourselves. Which,
yes.
You know, you bringing us all roses.
Yeah,
that's a good example.
Well, speaking of that, I am taking my girl, my besties here.
You are?
To a Valentine's Day dinner.
I know it.
Yep. He's taking us to dinner, just not tonight.
Not tonight, no, but we will.
Right.
We will be here very soon.
Yes. And we do that a lot. We celebrate our friendship a lot. We have a really close-knit group that we do things together with, and I think
I love
maintaining that group friendship is really important to us. We all hold it, value it, and hold it. I mean, we're kind of going a little bit different direction here, but I like that you emphasize that even if you're not in a relationship, you can still use the day to celebrate it and not feel like because it could be depressing. I don't have anybody.
Yeah.
There's somebody that's thinking of me. I'm not special. And getting together with your friends and making it special.
I'm so glad you touched on that.
Well,
it's such an important message.
It is.
It's all about love.
I'm glad you brought that up.
And I love you guys. And I can't think of anything that I'd enjoy more than getting together.
Those times that we get together
evening.
Are great.
And they're important to do it, too.
We do have fun. That's
nurture
for sure.
Our friendship.
So, but back to the romantic part of it, because it is a holiday celebrating love. Some of the suggestions that, like I said, Jake Maddock is going to be our guest. If you're not familiar with him, look him up on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube. He's quite a sensation and growing in his following. And he says that men, when you're doing the date, again, make it epic. And it's really important that you tackle it with a good attitude. So when you're showing up for the date, show up with that enthusiasm and that you're excited to be with this person and you're wanting to be with this person. And, of course, you're wanting to make her happy, too, but showing up. And then for women, when the man goes to the effort to show up for the date and to make the date special, what's going to be really meaningful to him is for you to express appreciation. Appreciate the efforts, because whatever you appreciate, he's going to know, oh, okay, she liked that. I'm going to do more of that. And they want to know, what can I do
more of?
We do. And also, dates, when you're on a date, now, between the man and the woman, the way you show up on a date can be very different, because women, what we want to do is we want to connect. So we are connectors on the date, and for the man is single-focused and wanting to make the date a success. So he's going to be focused on every step of that date. And she may be wanting to connect with you and talk with you and wondering why you're not talking. Well, if he's not talking, it's because he's focused on making the next step, whichever it is. You're in the car. You're getting to where you're going. He's focused on getting you there safely. Then he's focused on getting you in the door of the restaurant safely. Then he's focused on getting you seated. Then he's focused on getting the menu. And then he's focused on getting everything ordered. And then once all that's done, then he's going to connect with you. Then he's going to look at you, and he's going to be ready to connect with you. So if he's focused and he's not talking to you as much as you want, just give it a minute, and he will. And I'm looking over at the sound booth, and it looks like we have a caller.
All right.
Pat.
Hey, guys. This is Pat Kirch calling.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
I heard the show. Good. One of the fun things that people can do if they have a romantic dinner out on Valentine's Day or any time, they can call me and have me play piano in any restaurant. I'd be happy to have piano on any night. People usually don't know that. They're like, oh, you know what? It goes somewhere where there's music. But you know what? You can bring the music with you.
What a great idea.
I've seen you do that, Pat.
Yeah. So, anyhow, that's my one suggestion for Valentine's. I love the show.
Wow.
I got to run, you guys. Take care.
No.
Wait, how do we get a hold of you?
Just Google me. My number's in the internet.
Pat Karch, K-A-R-C-H.
Right on. See you
okay,
guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, okay. I've seen him do that.
What
that's
a great
romantic
idea.
I think you throw in a violin.
Yes. So you can hire him to show up at some place where you are and play the piano for you.
Yeah.
Is that what he was saying?
Mm-hmm.
And what if the place doesn't have a piano? Apparently he brings a
keyboard.
Yeah.
I've been employed to do that before.
That is amazing. Cool. Yep. What a service. Love that. Love knowing that that's out there.
My wife got me connected with somebody for a gift for Valentine's Day to go do that because she knows I love performing so much. So that was her gift to me.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be very different. You don't see that every day.
No, she's like, I want you to go sing. So it was lovely.
Cool. Love it. Okay. Well, so we were talking about, and that was great that he called in and shared that. Nice to know that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about on a date, what a date might look like. It's a romantic date. He's done all the things. He's pulled out all the stops. He's bought the balloons. He's got the candy. He's made it epic. He's made it exciting. Going to go to the show. Going to go to the movies. Whatever he's decided to plan, because you've given him hints of what it is that you like, and now he's doing it. Of course, a lot of times, the way I was talking earlier about the connection, women want the connection. It doesn't matter how long you've been together. Men are still going to be single-focused on what they're doing. They're going to be focused on immediately what they're doing and making that moment successful. The more years you've been together, then you've learned to navigate those nuances in the relationship. But just understanding the difference between men and women, the woman probably wants to talk a lot while she's in the car and connect, and he may not be so talkative, but just understanding where that's coming from, it's just coming from a difference of, don't let it ruin the date. Don't let those little nuances, don't read into them too much. A man definitely wants to make you happy on the date. So appreciation goes a long ways. Smiling, letting him know you're happy.
Absolutely.
So what if you don't have a lot of money?
Mm.
You know, here's the thing. Valentine's comes around every year, guys. If you have a special person in your life, put away a little bit of money. Even if it's $50, $50 will buy you some kind of special event or activity, something you can do together. But aside from that, there are some really, if you don't have a lot of money but you still want to make the day special, there are some things that you can do. There are some really lovely things that you can do. Some of them that I was trying to look some up, like what do you do if you don't have a lot? One of the ideas that I loved was that find photos of you and your loved one that mean something to you. It's inexpensive to go to the Office Depot that prints them out. Go somewhere that will print those photos out for you for pennies, really, or maybe a couple bucks. Have those photos printed out. And then on each one of those photos, on the back of it, write something meaningful, what that person means to you, what that moment meant to you, how special was that. And have those ready. And you could, I mean, that's a simple activity, very meaningful, along the lines of what you like, Lenny, something personal and handwritten.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. And then another idea that you can do that's inexpensive, but a big bang for the buck is you could do that same thing, but instead of photos, take pieces of paper and fill a jar with ideas that you can do in the future for dates. Like this. You put in a piece of paper, this is good for a back rub. Oh, this is good for a walk on the beach. This is good for having something in there that means that you're spending quality time together. It gives you something, gives that person something to look forward to. Another thing that you can do is people love to feel known, like you were saying, Lenny. And there's things that you can do together on a date. You can just plan an evening together at home where you're asking each other questions that you've never really asked each other before, but that generate some
the connection,
intimacy between the two of you. And I'm just going to read some of the questions that I found and thought were pretty amazing. If I have time, do I have time? We're going to cut it really close.
No, you're good. You can go over. It's Valentine's Day.
If you don't have a lot of money and you are at home, you can print out your pictures, but also ask your partner questions, and one question you can ask is, what are your dreams? That'll create some intimacy. Another question you can say is, what's been your happiest day? Tell me about what your plans are for the next few years.